authors George R. R. Martin and John Grisham are suing OpenAI, the owner of ChatGPT, for copyright infringement. The lawsuit claims that their books were used without permission to train the language model. OpenAI has stated that it respects the rights of authors and believes they should benefit from AI technology. Other prominent authors, including Jonathan Franzen and Jody Pico, are also named in the complaint. The case has been brought to the federal court in Manhattan by the Authors Guild, a trade group representing the authors. This lawsuit follows similar legal action taken by comedian Sarah Silverman and an open letter signed by authors Margaret Atwood and Philip Pullman. The lawsuit argues that ChatGPT was fed data from copyrighted books without the author's permission. It also raises concerns about the displacement of human-authored content by AI technology. However, legal experts believe that the authors may face challenges in proving that ChatGPT copied and duplicated their work. Some experts suggest that the authors' concerns are more about the potential impact of AI on job opportunities rather than copyright infringement. They argue that discussions about the future of AI and its impact on creative arts should take place in legislative bodies. This case is part of a larger trend of complaints against developers of generative AI, which can create media based on text prompts. Digital artists have previously sued AI systems for being trained on copyrighted artwork. OpenAI is also facing a lawsuit, along with Microsoft and GitHub, for allegedly using code without permission to train an AI called Copilot. None of these lawsuits have been resolved yet. In conclusion, authors George R. R. Martin and John Grisham are suing OpenAI for copyright infringement, claiming that their books were used without permission to train ChatGPT. The case raises concerns about the displacement of human-authored content by AI technology. Legal experts believe that the authors may face challenges in proving their case. This lawsuit is part of a larger trend of complaints against developers of generative AI. None of these lawsuits have been resolved yet.